A thick veil of mist passes over flatlands and the rugged mountain range beyond. The veil parts, revealing jagged, snow-capped peaks. Water flows through a snow-banked channel. Storm clouds pass over a plateau, then billowing clouds fill a blue sky.
China is a land of myth and mystery. Almost inconceivably vast and diverse. From the eastern coastal plain, through mountain ranges and forests, to the high plateau of Qinghai.
A monkey launches itself from an icy riverside rock and grabs hold of a pine tree branch.
From this magnificent landscape are born countless lives. Each of them part of a much larger story.
A leopard pads along snowy ground, and a panda cradles her baby.
An all-encompassing circle of life that is fueled by the love, the losses, and the hopes of many different creatures.
Antelope wander the plains. Clouds swoop past the sunlit horizon, casting deep shadows over a forest. The view opens on a satellite map of Asia, dotted with bright points of light and a large unlit area.
Our story takes place far from the bustling cities we often think of as China.
Illustrations of animals appear scattered throughout the map of China.
It is a story of cranes, pandas, antelope, monkeys, and leopards, all of whom call China their home.
As the map fades, a title appears in Chinese and English, Born in China. A ground-level view shows stalks of wind-blown grass. As sunlight shimmers over the waving field, a crane stands in silhouette, beak pointed skyward.
Among all the creatures in Chinese mythology, the crane holds a very special place. A symbol of longevity and good fortune, it is one of the oldest and most prominent figures in Chinese art, dating back thousands of years. It is said that when a crane takes flight, it carries along the spirit of a departed creature from this world to the next.
With graceful beating of wings, cranes soar in a flock over marshy grasslands. Seen from above, rivulets snake through the landscape. Text appears in Chinese and English, Spring. An imposing rock formation looms over the arid terrain.
The Qinghai Plateau in western China is the highest mountain plateau on Earth. And here, the elusive snow leopard rules the range. This is Dawa. And this incredible dreamscape is her home. At an altitude of 14,000 feet above sea level, the climate here is too cold for most mammals. But Dawa thrives here.
Dawa leaps down, pursues a flock of sheep across the dry plains, and descends the sheer face of a rock wall.
Every part of her body is designed for this unique terrain. From her exceptionally long tail that helps her maintain balance, to her gray dappled fur that provides the perfect camouflage in these rocky surroundings. Dawa is at the top of her food chain and at the top of her game. She knows every crag and cranny of this mountain. This is her turf.
Dawa sniffs the ground.
But she's picked up a scent.
A second leopard approaches.
An unwelcome visitor.
Dawa bares her fangs and pads forward as the newcomer's hind legs paw the ground.
the intruder knows she's in Dawa's territory, but challenges her nonetheless.
Dawa draws to within a few feet of the intruder, and they stare each other down.
They face off in a chilling test of nerves.
Dawa lowers herself to the ground as she paws at it.
Dawa must convey strength or risk a full-on battle.
The intruder kneads the grassy earth with her hind legs. Then both rivals rise to full stature. As Dawa carries on pawing at the ground, swinging her hindquarters back and forth, her eyes focus intently. The intruder stops pawing and slowly begins to lower her forequarters to the turf until she lies with her front legs splayed out.
The intruder finally submits.
As her enemy waves her tail like a flag of surrender, Dawa steps away cagily. The intruder heads back up the mountain.
Dawa retains her supremacy.
The victorious leopard watches the defeated one peek from behind a boulder.
For now.
The two lock eyes for a long moment, then the loser glances off and continues her departure. Dawa ascends a steep slope.
Dawa is not a feline to be messed with. And right now, nothing could shake her resolve.
She heads toward the mouth of a cavern.
After all, it's not just her hunting grounds she's protecting.
Inside, as she settles onto the ground, a cub crawls from beneath her front legs and nuzzles her chin. Nearby, a second baby leopard seizes a rock in its front paws and kicks with its back.
To her, these two little cubs are the most important things on Earth.
She grooms one cub's back.
Providing for them and keeping them safe is her life's mission.
One baby rests on the rock floor, blue eyes blinking. Viewed through the cavern's mouth, clouds drift rapidly across the sky above the terrain. A view passes over a rocky ridgeline toward more verdant mountainsides.
Far to the east of Dawa, in the Sichuan Mountain valleys of central China, a mere 8,000 feet above sea level, golden snub-nosed monkeys run wild.
Juvenile monkeys scamper on branches.
Monkeys have long been figures of rebellion and mischief in Chinese folktales. And one of the most mischievous monkeys on this mountain is Tao Tao. He's the class clown of his troop and an aspiring kung fu master.
Tao Tao leapfrogs another monkey.
At 2 years old, Tao Tao no longer needs to be overseen by his parents, but he still likes to come home to his father's side after a long day of adventuring.
Tao Tao buries his face in his much larger father's head and back.
Tao Tao just loves his dad.
He tugs on his dad's lip.
His dad, however, isn't big on showing affection.
He nuzzles his father,
leaving Tao Tao feeling a little unappreciated.
Tao Tao stares off sadly.
Oh well, he can always count on his mother to shower him with attention.
Another adult monkey cradles a newborn.
But the recent arrival of a new baby sister in the family has spoiled some of that maternal magic on the home front.
Tao Tao's mother faces away from her son.
While monkey families only have one father, they each have several mothers who all help one another care for their young.
Tao Tao watches the adult females pass his sister from one to another. Two of them fight to hold the newborn.
Tao Tao misses the days when he used to be the center of attention. Despite the danger involved, he's quickly coming to the realization that he's no longer the darling of his family.
His sister suckles.
This new little bundle of joy has taken his place. It seems so unfair when all the comfort and acceptance you've gotten used to is suddenly stolen from you.
As Tao Tao sulks, an adult tries to knock him off his tree branch perch.
Fine. Forget it then.
Tao Tao departs and sits by himself.
This is exactly the kind of thing that makes a monkey turn to mischief.
The view glides over the dense forest canopy toward a snow-capped mountain looming over the clouds.
Right next door to Tao Tao, in a lush bamboo forest on the other side of the mountain, life is decidedly less stressful. This is Yaya, a giant panda. Pandas are basically the opposite of monkeys. They're not interested in stirring up trouble. They just want to be left alone to eat and relax and scratch various different areas.
Yaya rubs her backside against a rock, then a log.
And once Yaya has completed her morning chores, she returns to her real focus in life. Newborn daughter, Mai Mai.
Yaya nuzzles the tiny Mai Mai as she holds her in her paws.
Outside of raising cubs, adult female pandas live almost completely solitary lives. So for Yaya, this is the most treasured time of her life.
Lying on her back, Mai Mai yawns. Yaya cradles her daughter on her lap and licks her face.
These two will be spending the next several months snuggled up here inside this den. But then they'll step out into the world. And the real journey will begin.
Mai Mai stirs, nestled beneath her sleeping mom's chin. The rising sun casts its beams through heavy clouds.
Up in the higher elevations of Western China, a very different kind of family roams the plateau.
A herd scampers over barren terrain.
Chiru antelope are worshipped as sacred creatures in this region. They are the living embodiment of nature's back and forth seasonal cycle.
Antlered males chase the females.
Every spring, thousands of female chiru embark on an epic journey. But it's a bittersweet occasion. They must bid farewell to the males, who will not see them again for several months.
As a male calls out, the females stop and gaze back.
In the meantime, these bucks will have to make do on their own.
One buck rests his chin on the soil.
The migration of these revered creatures washes across the mountain plains of Western China like an ocean tide.
Sunlight glints on rippling water.
Their destination? The legendary Zhuanai Lake in the remote uplands of the Qinghai Plateau.
Text appears in Chinese and English. Summer. Dawa rests on the mountainside.
Dawa's cubs are now old enough to venture outside their cave into the sunshine.
A cub nuzzles a rock, then paws its sibling.
To them, this vast mountain range is just one big rocky playground.
Dawa watches her offspring, who playfully scratch at one another as they scamper over the high rocks. One cub crawls right over Dawa, who lies patiently.
Like pandas, adult snow leopards live very solitary lives. So with no one infringing on her territory, no competition for Queen of the Mountain, she can focus all her attention on her young.
As one cub goes exploring, the other lies on its back, taking gentle swats at Dawa's face. From a high vantage point, the explorer watches Dawa and the other cub taking turns grooming one another.
Dawa could not be more content. Nothing compares to being loved by the ones you love most.
The nuzzling cub steps over Dawa's face on the way up the rocks to join its sibling.
And while Dowell would love nothing more than to just sit back and watch them climb and play, she has other responsibilities. She needs to hunt. These yaks offer a bounty of meat, but are far too powerful and dangerous. She considers this marmot.
A large ground squirrel looks up from foraging.
No, she doesn't. But these glorious creatures, this is what dinner looks like.
Horned sheep head down the sloping mountainside.
Feral sheep are Dawa's main prey.
Dawa deftly descends the rock face and catches sight of one Beryl who trails behind the rest of the flock.
Her intimate knowledge of her home terrain helps her locate her prey and maneuver them into rocky narrows and steep slopes where they are more vulnerable to attack. Like Dawa, these sheep are built to survive in these mountains. Their blanched fur is the ideal camouflage, and their strong legs make them remarkably fast and nimble.
As sheep take off across the grass, Dawa crouches behind a rock and locks eyes with one.
But Dawa is smarter.
A lamb hangs limply from Dawa's jaws.
Her cubs will go to sleep with full stomachs tonight. This one meal could tide them over for an entire week.
An adult sheep watches, unblinking.
In Dawa's world, you must take life to give life.
A river flows through a rocky channel.
Tao Tao has become increasingly dejected and has been spending a lot of time just trying to avoid his little sister and his family. But today, he's come across some interesting neighbors who could change all that.
Young monkeys frolic in trees.
These are the Lost Boys, a gang of young male outcasts, some of them as young as Tao Tao.
The Lost Boys swing on branches.
These guys know all about rejection.
One hangs upside down, then falls.
Being a Lost Boy is sort of like running away to join the circus, except with fewer rules. These kids don't seem to have a care in the world.
An adult monkey sits yawning on a tree limb.
This is Rooster, the leader of the Lost Boys. He's been in a lot of battles. You see that eye? Tao Tao's father had a hand in that.
The iris of Rooster's left eye is clouded over.
He's certainly taken notice of Tao Tao. Maybe Tao Tao reminds him of himself at that age. Or maybe he just stares at stuff a lot. In any case, if Tao Tao has been looking for a way to vent his frustrations, he's come to the right place. Because on this sunny afternoon, the Lost Boys have invited him to play an ancient, traditional monkey game called Let's Break Branches.
The monkeys drop from on high, taking branches with them on their way down.
This is exactly what Tao Tao needs right now.
Monkeys wrestle on the ground.
Some of their shenanigans, however, go a little too far for Tao Tao. Like stealing a baby? For kicks?
A juvenile carries off a newborn.
But hey, it's not like it's his sister.
The Lost Boys lays about on tree limbs.
Being mischievous troublemakers is exhausting work. For Tao Tao, though, life with the Lost Boys seems pretty sweet. Until...
A bird of prey lands on a tree bough.
Goshawks are virtually the only natural predators these monkeys have, and they're always on the lookout for abandoned babies.
As the newborn boosts itself onto a branch, the goshawk notices the other monkey slumbering. The predator takes off from its perch and swoops between trees. The newborn gazes up, open-mouthed. Then Rooster and Tao Tao look over. the goshawk carries the baby off.
In the blink of an eye, Tao Tao's world is turned upside down. That came out of nowhere. Why wasn't anyone keeping an eye out?
As Tao Tao faces Rooster, a trio of Lost Boys watches sadly. White cloud formations converge in the sky, then turn gray as lightning flashes. Rain soaks the forest where Rooster sits perched near Tao Tao.
It's a harsh dose of reality for Tao Tao. That easily could have been his little sister.
His sister's head pokes from her mother's cradling arms. As Tao Tao rests with his head bowed, the view changes to a flock of cranes flying across the pink-tinged sky. Gray clouds drift over the expanse of flatlands, then beams of sunshine break through the gloom.
The summer winds, carrying the warm scent of fresh pastures, have led the Chiru to their sacred destination, Xuanai Lake.
The herd passes beside a vast body of water.
And the real purpose of their heroic journey now reveals itself.
A mother Chiru gives birth. She sniffs her wet newborn, who struggles to stand.
The whole fantastic, continuous cycle that is Chiru existence is built on this first moment of bonding between a mother and her baby, sharing each other's scent.
The mother licks the standing baby's face. Soon, the calf scurries playfully over the ground.
Miraculously, baby Chiru are able to walk within 30 minutes of being born.
The baby sniffs the dirt and chews.
It's that standing still part that's so difficult.
The calf teeters and falls to the side. The baby rolls onto its back, then onto its stomach, before regaining its feet. Later, the calf bolts around at high speed.
Within a few days, they can run like their mothers.
The calf encounters another baby nearby and circles warily. Standing nose to nose, they mirror one another's prancing movements. One leaps and falls to its side, then quickly gets up and dashes off. The other calf gives chase over the patchy ground. They nearly butt heads before sprinting past the grazing adults on the hillside. One calf brushes against an adult who licks the other newborn's face.
As mothers and their calves learn to identify each other by smell, they're forming the essential, unbreakable connections that bind the herd together and allow it to survive its return migration. Sometimes it takes a while for calves to figure out whose smell is whose, and they're gently encouraged to keep sniffing.
As a calf approaches hesitantly, one mother Chiru chases it off toward another adult. The newborn sniffs her hind legs, then the adult turns around and snuffles near the baby's tail. The calf sinks below the mother's belly, then lies cuddled in a ball as the mother grazes.
The Chiru will stay here until the calves are capable of making their long return journey. Then their pendulum will swing back toward home, where they'll be reunited with the males they left behind.
A solitary male Chiru stands on a desolate plain. Text appears in Chinese and English. Autumn.
Up in the mountains of Sichuan, the turn of seasons unfurls in a breathtaking kaleidoscope of color.
Sunlight flickers down upon the forest canopy. Orange, yellow, red, and brown leaves drop into a burbling creek and float on the surface. A view from above the crystalline water shows the creek's rocky bed. Yaya gently strokes Mai Mai.
Yaya and her baby have finally emerged from their den of solitude. It's time for Mai Mai to meet the world.
Yaya cradles her daughter in her lap, gently nuzzling her face, then reclines and lets her suckle. The seated giant panda gazes over as her baby continues feeding. Mai Mai lifts her head and licks her milk-covered lips. Yaya's lapping tongue grooms Mai Mai's face as the infant returns to the protection of her arms. Yaya sets her down on her back atop a pile of fallen leaves, where she proceeds to turn and paw groggily.
Well, the baby's been fed and cuddled and put to bed.
Mai Mai shuts her eyes.
Time for lunch.
Yaya steps away, leaving her daughter stirring drowsily on her bed of leaves. Nearby, the mother panda takes a seat and starts gnawing on a stalk of bamboo.
Pandas in the wild eat almost nothing but bamboo. Up to 40 pounds per day. 40 pounds of bamboo per day.
Mai Mai stretches in her sleep.
Mai Mai, however, has a belly full of mother's milk and is fully rested. And there's a whole new world to explore.
Wide-eyed, she watches leaves fall to the forest floor. Trying to hoist herself up, she slips and falls to her belly.
Right. She can't really go anywhere. At this age, panda cubs have barely learned to crawl. But that doesn't diminish her fascination with all these new sights and sounds.
Mai Mai's gaze drifts upward.
Like this guy.
A cat-sized mammal with fluffy reddish fur gazes down from a tree branch.
A red panda. He's not really a panda at all. He's actually closer to a raccoon. Mai Mai doesn't care what he is. She just wants to climb up there and say hello. Red pandas spend almost all their time up in trees, which makes him a perfect role model for Mai Mai. Because climbing trees is all baby pandas dream about.
As the red panda starts down a tree branch, Mai Mai watches in rapt attention.
There's so much beauty.
Butterflies pollinate flowers.
It's entrancing.
Others flit through the air.
But behind the beauty lurks danger.
As a fallen leaf lands on Mai Mai, she flinches and tumbles down a slope. She comes to a stop on her backside, covered in leaves and grass.
Okay.
She gets to her feet.
And here we go again.
The red panda watches as Mai Mai takes another tumble. She emerges from a ball of leaves at the bottom of the hill. Yaya glances over. The red panda watches for a moment, licks its lips, then starts to scratch its neck. Mai Mai covers her face with her paw.
Oh, my gosh. That was so embarrassing.
Trudging through the leaves, Yaya returns from her meal, her nose to the ground. She approaches her slumbering daughter, who lies curled up. As Yaya sniffs her, the baby awakens, lifts her head, and places her face close to her mom's. Yaya gives her a tongue bath, and she shakes her head. Later, as Mai Mai lies on her back, her mother places a paw on her torso and maneuvers her toward her mouth.
Moms are always there to pick you up when you fall down. And to drag you around by the neck afterward.
As Mai Mai dangles limply from her mother's jaws, the red panda watches, legs hanging over the side of its tree branch.
If she could, Yaya would stay in this moment forever. All she wants to do is hold on to her baby and smother her with love.
Snout pointed in the air, Mai Mai tries to squeeze from the crook of her mother's arm.
But Mai Mai has had a taste of freedom. And she likes it.
Watching bamboo leaves fall, the baby fidgets restlessly until Yaya sets a paw on her back and gently forces her to the ground. Mai Mai lifts her head from the forest floor, then lets it sink down as she falls asleep. Elsewhere, monkeys munch on fallen pine cones.
Pine nuts are only available in the fall, and today, Rooster and the Lost Boys have found a nice patch all to themselves. And Tao Tao is making sure he gets his fair share.
Tao Tao climbs a tree.
Whoops!
His pine cone drops to the ground.
He's been spending almost all his time with the Lost Boys, ever since his cute little baby sister swallowed up his family.
Rooster bites into the woody scales of the pine cone. Face smeared with dirt, he looks up to see more monkeys approaching.
But when Tao Tao's father shows up, with the whole family in tow, the festive mood changes to less festive.
Tao Tao's dad stalks along the ground on all fours, checking furtively over his shoulder. Tao Tao watches expectantly from his perch.
Rooster probably still has a chip on his shoulder about that whole eye thing.
As Tao Tao's dad puffs out his ears and stares, Rooster bares his fangs.
Looks like it's time for some long-awaited payback.
Tao Tao leans forward, arms folded, while the other Lost Boys scurry away. The two adult males go toe-to-toe, thrashing at one another with their paws and rearing up on their legs.
Tao Tao can't believe this. Why is Rooster picking a fight with his father?
Tao Tao's dad huddles beside the adult females.
The females in Tao Tao's family rally around their man.
Rooster tries to rustle up the Lost Boys to his side by baring his fangs and swiping with his paw.
Rooster, however, is on his own. The Lost Boys only look out for themselves. With nobody to back him up, Rooster beats a hasty retreat.
While the others take cover in trees, Rooster bounds along the forest floor, vaults off a low tree branch, and lands gripping the trunk of another tree. The two opponents call out.
Tao Tao is torn. These new pals of his are turning out to be a bunch of self-centered brats.
Later, Tao Tao wanders by himself on a hillside and takes a seat.
Is there anybody in this crazy world you can actually depend on?
Meanwhile, a Chiru calf hurries to join its mother and the rest of the migrating herd.
Up on the high plains, the Chiru have embarked on their journey back home to rejoin the males. But the smell of young calves has attracted followers.
A pair of wolves approaches. A lone Chiru watches the others, who suddenly quicken their pace.
This wolf tests the herd, trying to separate the little ones.
The wolf drives the antelope on.
By now, luckily, those baby legs are strong and fast, just like their mothers. The Chiru are united. The bonds between moms and babies hold strong, each calf glued to its mother's scent.
The departing herd leaves the wolf standing at a safe distance.
The herd is many, but the herd is one.
A network of rivulets creates a watery maze in the distant landscape. At higher elevation, snow covers a mountain range. Standing lookout atop a ledge, a vulture spreads its wings and takes flight.
The sheer beauty of China manifests itself in so many different ways, in so many remote corners.
It soars over a vast valley.
It sometimes feels like another world.
As Dawa's cubs wait on high ground, their mother feeds on a barrel sheep carcass below.
Under Dawa's nurturing, her cubs are growing into two impressive young cats. And she's just had a successful hunt, which comes none too soon. Her cubs are now fully weaned and hungry for some fresh meat. They've been watching and learning the ways of the great hunter, their mom. But suddenly, across the valley, the intruder has returned. This time, with her three grown sons.
As the family of leopard intruders pads over, one of them stops and claws at a rocky mound.
Scarcity of prey has brought them into Dawa's territory, and they are more than prepared to take all that is hers.
The female leaves her sons behind and inches forward, gazing across the hillside at Dawa.
Dawa's old rival is much more emboldened now that she has reinforcements. She and Dawa both know. Dawa would never survive a fight against all four leopards.
Dawa sneaks a glance back at her cubs, then faces the intruder. Her rival quickly but stealthily closes the distance between them. Her three sons lift their heads in unison as they peer over. Dawa lowers herself to the ground and puffs out her tail. She runs off, leaving the carcass to the intruder, who straddles it possessively.
Dawa can't bring herself to abandon this precious food, though. Her cubs must eat. And when it comes to their survival, Dawa would fight almost any foe.
The intruder chews on the carcass, while Dawa sits in the distance and flicks her tail.
The trade-off between life and death is sometimes a very difficult calculation.
Dawa watches the enemy licking her lips as she savors her meal. Dawa starts forward over a grassy mound, showing her fangs. As something catches Dawa's eye, she looks past the other female.
But then the sons move in.
Dawa watches, unblinking with her head cocked. The intruder faces her in slow motion.
Outnumbered and outfanged, Dawa must retreat to guard her cubs.
Dawa walks up the rocky slope, pausing to take a glance back over her shoulder.
Not satisfied with merely stealing Dawa's kill, the interlopers now pursue her to let her know they're here to stay.
Two intruders ascend a crevasse, then Dawa leads one of her cubs to higher ground.
To save her young, Dawa must take them and leave the area.
Low-lying mist drifts past the mountain. Three intruders traverse its base on their way back to the flatland. One by one, the patrolling interlopers head back down and rejoin the fourth leopard. Dawa and her young watch from a high promontory.
Expelled from their own home.
One cub turns and nuzzles Dawa. Below, two leopards prepare to feed on the carcass. Mist rises through a grove of pine trees. Elsewhere, in the bamboo forest, Yaya follows Mai Mai, gently nudging her back as she tries to go off by herself.
When your baby is the cutest, fuzziest creature this side of the Yangtze River, it's not easy to just leave it alone.
Lying back, Yaya cradles Mai Mai on her tummy. The cub slides to the ground and slips as she starts uphill. Finding her footing, she ambles off while her mother heads the opposite way. A squirrel darts off a tree, then Mai Mai starts to climb it.
At 6 months old, Mai Mai is thinking she's ready to move about on her own. Her mother is thinking, not so much. That's a tall tree, and Mai Mai is no expert climber. Yet.
Yaya returns and paws her daughter down from a few feet up. Grabbing Mai Mai by the scruff of the neck, she rocks her back into a ball and sprawls over her. The cub evades her grasp and starts back uphill.
Come on, Mom. I just want to...
Yaya gently pulls her by the scruff and rolls backward.
Being a helicopter mom can suffocate a cub's curiosity, though. For young pandas, tree climbing is a rite of passage. When a cub is able to successfully climb a tree, it means it can be safe from predators. A cub that can climb a tree is a cub that no longer needs its mother.
Mai Mai squeezes herself onto a low-hanging branch.
Mom, relax. I got this.
The reclining cub turns and rolls off. Seated on the forest floor, Mai Mai wobbles unsteadily. As her mother heads over, she peeks from behind a moss-covered rock. As snow-capped mountains rise beyond, a lone male antelope forages.
On the plains of Qinghai, the male Chiru stand guard on the home front, awaiting the return of their far-roving females.
As the herd of females and offspring hurries along the plain, the grazing buck darts his head up.
The females have traveled long and far to be reunited with their partners.
A female breaks away from the herd and approaches the male, then walks right past him. He starts to follow before a second female catches his attention.
Unfortunately, after being away from each other for so long, neither the males nor the females have the slightest idea who their partners are. But not to worry. The males are more than happy to impress new females and start new families.
The buck brushes one female's hind leg with a hoof, then circles the herd.
They've spent the entire spring and summer bulking up and vying with each other for supremacy. And they're raring to show off their masculinity.
A wolf creeps over and stops on the icy ground.
Problems with wolves, ladies? Fear not. I'll deal with this scoundrel.
The male Chiru starts forward with head held low and nostrils flaring.
One glance at that imposing male physique and this scrappy little predator is soon sent on his way. Hey!
Whoa!
The Chiru slips on the ice.
It's all good. The ice causes a bit of a...
The wolf departs, its tail swinging to one side. The buck insinuates himself back into the herd, following close behind the retreating females. Later, female Chiru cross the plain in single file.
Regardless of how they accomplish it, the herd always comes together again as one great big family. And the never-ending tide of Chiru life flows on.
In silhouette, as four females graze, an approaching male calls out to them. Text appears in Chinese and English. Winter. Dawa and her cubs watch a flock of barrel pass.
As the temperatures begin to plummet, the once mighty queen of the mountain hasn't made a kill in over a week. Now, she's forced to share her unfamiliar new territory with more successful rivals.
Far below on the snow-covered ground, a leopard carries a baby sheep in its jaws. Two adult barrels stand near the bottom of a slope, gazing at another baby on higher ground.
She must survey the area constantly to get the lay of the land and reestablish her dominion with scent markings.
Dawa rubs her chin on a boulder.
But she's been spotted by this area's male.
As another leopard proceeds downhill with a fixed gaze, Dawa catches sight of him. The two tangle near the edge of a cliff. Dawa bats her paw at the male, tail flicking.
She defends her ground bravely, but is forced to retreat back to her cubs.
Dawa heads down the vertical cliffside on her way back toward the cavern.
Those playful days of summer seem very far away to Dawa right now.
Under a snow flurry, Dawa licks one cub's head as the other grooms itself. She stretches her muscular body, then leads her young downhill.
If only a family's love could determine its fate.
One cub stays behind, perched on a rock, before joining the family. Clouds drift over the wintry landscape. Elsewhere, hail pelts a cluster of tiny white flowers. Mai Mai suckles in her mom's lap.
Yaya's instinct is to keep her cubs safe.
Snowflakes drift, clinging to the branches of leafless trees. Mai Mai takes tentative steps on the frozen ground.
But she can't protect Mai Mai forever. At some point, she's going to have to let go.
The baby leaves the den and starts to climb a low-lying tree limb. As she tumbles downhill, jostled tree branches sprinkle her with snow.
Just maybe not today.
Yaya nudges her to her feet. Then they start forward, Mai Mai walking beneath her mom's belly.
Winter turns the dense forest into a majestic crystal fantasy land.
A young monkey walks over packed powder.
This is the first snowfall Tao Tao's sister has ever seen. Her pure amazement is a welcome distraction from the hardships of winter. What is this stuff?
Surrounded by her family, she gazes curiously at her frost-covered paw.
Whatever it is, it's cold.
She tastes it.
Must get to higher ground.
She climbs an adult's back, then a tree.
Yes, snow is a bummer, and it's really cold on your hands. The one upside is, it's a perfect excuse to walk like this.
Tao Tao hops sideways through the snow. A second monkey heads forward, gobbling snowflakes. A third golden snub-nosed skips downhill. One walking adult accompanies a pair of others on all fours. As Tao Tao shuffles over frozen ground, an adult gnaws on a stick. Juveniles grab icicles from low-lying branches and munch on them.
The cold and scarcity of winter has brought the various groups within the troop together again. They're so hungry, they'll eat anything.
Tao Tao and Rooster fight over a stick.
Rooster certainly isn't giving Tao Tao any handouts, or warmth, or support.
Rooster twists the stick, causing Tao Tao to fall.
This is what you get when you're hooked up with the Lost Boys.
Another juvenile tackles Tao Tao. As they wrestle in the snow, more monkeys join in.
Whoa! Rooster is scrapping over food again.
Rooster goes toe-to-toe with another adult, swatting with fangs bared.
And the hostility is spreading. Before you know it, Tao Tao gets drawn into the fray. Even his little sister gets caught up in it.
Tao Tao and his opponent tussle, tails whipping.
She tries to help her brother and stop them from fighting, but there's just no reasoning with these animals.
They scratch at one another.
Tao Tao's father wants nothing to do with it. There's barely any food here to fight over anyway. He packs up his family and heads off to lower, warmer territory.
Amid falling snow, Tao Tao watches his family depart.
With the cold biting at his bones, Tao Tao is longing for some comfort, for someone, anyone, to just keep him warm.
His mother runs by with his sister.
He misses his family. Up until now, he's resisted going back to them.
Another adult hurries off.
Maybe he's still bitter about his sister. Maybe he's trying to prove something to his father. Who knows?
Tao Tao glances at Rooster, who yawns.
Right now, he needs warmth.
Tao Tao scurries away.
He abandons the Lost Boys and follows his family.
Tao Tao clambers up a tree. He springs off a snowy pine branch and lands clutching another, across from two adult monkeys huddled with a baby. As Tao Tao continues along a branch, his sister looks on from the protective arms of their mother, whose eyes widen. Tao Tao leaps down and presses his face to his siblings.
His sister welcomes him back. But life isn't always that simple.
As other adults bare their fangs, Tao Tao's father pushes him back.
His father won't let him in.
He returns to the tree limb.
Tao Tao has no one to turn to.
His sister gazes from the grasp of two smothering adults.
He's run out of options.
Tao Tao sits chewing atop his perch as the snow continues to fall. Then he turns his face away. From a mountaintop, Dawa watches snowdrift below.
Between winter's wrath and plain old bad luck, Dawa's hunting successes have been few and far between. But these sheep, seeking shelter from the weather, have just moved within range.
Dawa peeks her head from the concealment of a boulder and spies a flock grazing on sparse foliage. Dawa slowly steps from her hiding place, revealing encrusted ice covering her head and back. The foraging sheep take no notice of the leopard, whose unblinking gaze fixes on her prey. She pauses, focusing on one sheep lying in a snowbank, then presses on. As two other Varil look over, Dawa heads downhill in leaps and bounds. The flock of several dozen sheep flees across the tundra. Dawa continues on, tail held high.
Something terrible happens, though.
Dawa breaks off the pursuit suddenly, letting the flock escape unscathed. The cubs watch from a ledge as their mother licks her paw.
The snow has concealed jagged rocks, and Dawa has injured her paw.
A line of Varil with long, curving antlers gazes back at Dawa, who begins to turn around. She plants her injured paw unsteadily, then slips on the frozen ground, nearly losing her footing. A view passes over the formidable snow-covered mountains of the Qinghai Plateau. Dawa's cubs scramble up a jagged rock face and keep close to their mother, nuzzling her face and neck. Later, beneath an overhang, she slumps down dejectedly, then goes back to licking her injured paw.
Dawa knows. If she and her cubs are to survive, she must be in top physical condition to hunt.
Snow falls in a deluge, leaving the cliff edges frozen over. Inside the relative shelter of her cavern, Dawa grooms one of her little ones as the other gazes out. Elsewhere, drifting flakes cling to pine needles. An adult golden snub-nosed monkey sits on a branch, head bowed. The simian straightens, gazing at the drifting snow. Elsewhere, among a trio of monkeys, one sticks out its tongue. Catching a snowflake, the monkey gazes downward to reveal icicles frozen along its head like the crest of a helmet.
It looks like Tao Tao has finally been allowed to rejoin the family furball.
Tao Tao huddles with his family on a branch, his sister sleeping between the adults.
Or, more like, cling on to the outside of it. As long as he's willing to help protect the family against the cold, his father will let him stay. It's better than freezing all alone. At least his little sister looks happy to see him.
Tao Tao and his mom sandwich her in a hug.
Maybe Tao Tao is finally learning the true value of family.
He moves in for a playful bite.
Or maybe he's just really cold.
Crystalline water rushes through an ice-banked channel. As cascades descend to a stepped grotto, text appears in Chinese and English. Spring returns. In a time lapse, buds on tree branches grow into shoots, then wide green leaves. Tiny pink flowers burst into bloom, followed by a globe-shaped thistle and more colorful blossoms. A breeze blows leaves between stalks of bamboo on the forest floor, then the stalks themselves begin their upward thrust. Yaya frolics with Mai Mai, who's now much larger.
In China, some believe the panda to be the living embodiment of the yin and yang concept, the curved black and white patterns of its fur mimicking the symbol itself.
Mai Mai wanders off into dense foliage, and her mom follows.
This duality of opposing forces exists everywhere in nature. But perhaps nowhere more so than in the mounting relationship between Yaya and Mai Mai.
Mai Mai claws at a rotted stump.
The push and pull between freedom and protection is coming to a head.
It breaks, sending her tumbling with a chunk between her paws.
Yaya wants so badly to hold on to her precious daughter and keep her safe. But Mai Mai has an uncontrollable evolutionary urge to just climb.
She starts to scale a tree before sliding down.
And yeah, sure, the kid has some issues with gravity. But so what? Life is risky. She's going to fall down.
Tripping on a log, Mai Mai takes another downhill spill as the red panda looks on.
And then she'll get back up.
With her mom watching, Mai Mai dangles nearly upside down, gripping a tree trunk. She manages an upright dismount on the ground.
But at some point, she has to do it on her own.
Yaya stares into her daughter's eyes and presses her nose to Mai Mai's.
And today is that day.
The cub starts off and hesitates. Her mom gives her a playful nudge and bite near her tail.
As deep as Yaya's love for her daughter is, there is a force that is stronger, a force of nature.
As Mai Mai presses on by herself, her mother watches, blinking.
And it's pulling them apart.
Mai Mai effortlessly starts clawing her way up a tree trunk, then stops halfway up and peers over at her mother. Yaya nods back.
She's going for it.
Mai Mai clambers up the trunk, claws huge to its rough bark surface. As she climbs higher and higher, her mother looks on expectantly with pricked ears. Mai Mai finds a foothold on one spindly branch and grips a higher one with her front paw. Yaya cocks her head, eyes wide. Mai Mai climbs higher still and pauses. She falters and recovers, gripping the tree trunk with all four limbs. She hesitates again, then forces herself to continue toward her destination.
The day you climb a tree on your own? Without falling out of it? Is a big day.
The red panda gazes over to see Mai Mai reclining in a lofty nest of jutting branches. The cub lolls her head to one side. As her mother watches with pride, Mai Mai waves to her.
Yaya may be a slightly overprotective mother, but she's raised one extraordinary little panda. She also knows it'll soon be time to say goodbye.
Yaya wanders by herself along the forest floor.
The joy a mother receives from raising a cub from birth, however, is worth a thousand farewells.
As the mother panda departs, the view changes to ribbons of clouds rippling over a forested valley. On a hillside, a troop of monkeys assembles on the ground and in trees.
Springtime means more food.
A juvenile eats small white flowers. Two others inspect pieces of bark.
More fleas.
One rubs its head, another bites its leg, and a third scratches its hindquarters.
And more babies.
Tao Tao gazes from his tree perch and spies a newborn nestled in its mother's lap.
Which in turn means more baby fever.
The newborn's mother licks the youngster's face. Holding another baby, a juvenile descends a tree. Tao Tao glances over, chewing, and sees a group of monkeys surrounding a mother to fawn over the newborn. His father glares at him from below.
Though Tao Tao is getting along better with his family lately, he's understandably been spending less time around his father. And a lot more time by himself.
Crouched over a river, Tao Tao laps at the flowing water.
Tao Tao's sister is growing up too.
Feet locked around a tree bough, she hangs upside down above the river.
She's starting to show off her own personality.
gripping the branch with her paws, she lets her tail drop to the surface, then dips a paw in the water and brings it to her mouth. Tao Tao's sister dangles by her feet and skims the river's surface with her mouth.
She's at an age now where her mother can leave her alone to go forage for food.
She flicks water off her tail.
Or for someone else's baby.
As a monkey tries to touch another's newborn, the mother swats it away.
But wherever there are little babies, goshawks are not far away.
A goshawk on a nearby perch cranes its neck and fixes its determined stare on the newborn.
Tao Tao spots the predator and sounds the alarm. The troop scrambles for cover. All little ones are accounted for, except for one, Tao Tao's sister.
The goshawk takes flight.
But Tao Tao has been keeping an eye on her and leaps into action.
The goshawk beats its wings as it flies between trees, then spreads them and glides straight for the infant.
He reaches her just in time.
Tao Tao grabs her and they drop to safety. The goshawk lands on the empty branch, then flies away. Tao Tao carries his sister back to the troop.
Tao Tao has never felt so valued. He acted on pure instinct to protect his sister. And that brave act has made him realize that he's grown up a lot. His dad is definitely happy to have him back in the fold.
Tao Tao's father holds him close.
The young outcast without a care in the world has grown up into the family hero.
Another adult grooms Tao Tao's head.
He's certainly a hero in his sister's eyes.
The siblings share a long, tender look. A shadow passes over the Qinghai Plateau, allowing bright sunshine to illuminate the rugged landscape. Veins of white powder course in between the jagged terrain, where Dawa rests on a boulder.
Back up on the high plateau, the winter snow lingers well into spring. And Dawa is still fighting to provide for her cubs.
Two barrel sheep stand on high ground as a flock grazes below.
The injury to her foot has greatly hampered her hunting ability, and she no longer has the speed to chase down prey as fast as these wild sheep.
Dawa's gaze drifts into the distance, where several dozen much larger animals approach, wearing bells around their necks.
But an opportunity arises. In springtime, domesticated yaks are released to graze in the higher elevations.
Dawa stands at the ready.
These beasts are 10 times as heavy as Dawa, and one blow from those powerful horns could be fatal. Going up against a whole herd is like attacking an army. But her cubs are relying on her.
The two cubs stand on a snow-covered higher elevation. As their mother stares with fixed focus, a pair of yaks looks over. Keeping low to the ground, Dawa hesitantly creeps along a downhill grade.
It's now or never.
Dawa sets her sights on a baby, its head turned away, and pads forward over jagged rocks. An adult yak follows the suddenly darting baby, then the others begin to stampede. In the midst of the herd, as Dawa shadows the youngster, an adult jabs at her with its horns.
The calf's mother rallies to save her baby.
Dawa lies on her stomach, jaws gripping the baby by the skin of its neck.
Dawa refuses to let go. She knows this is her last chance.
Though the mother yak rams Dawa's side repeatedly, the leopard keeps her jaws clamped.
But a yak mother's will to protect her young is just as strong as Dawa's.
The mother turns in a circle and gores Dawa's flank with her horn.
The yak strikes Dawa hard with her horns.
As Dawa loosens her grip, the huge yak stomps her, forcing her to retreat.
Dawa is injured badly.
The reunited mother and baby yak look on as Dawa heads back uphill. Later, the mother tenderly licks the calf.
One mother's brave rescue of her baby is another's tragic failure to feed hers.
Dawa reposes wearily on the grass, dotted with patches of snow, and stretches her limbs. Above, one cub fidgets restlessly near its sibling. The mother and baby yaks turn around and head down the sloping hillside. The exhausted Dawa stares blankly, chin resting on her front paw. Up above, the restless cub continues to pace. Wispy mist wafts over the frozen ground, and dark gray clouds drift through the sky. The rising sun casts a brilliant, warm glow over the terrain. Dawa's outstretched forelegs lie splayed, encased in ice. Dawa reposes on her side motionless, head resting on a bare patch of grass. The perspective shifts, taking in the desolate, frozen valley below. The view recedes from the imposing rock face. Elsewhere, in more clement weather, a flock of cranes hops along the ground and begins to take flight. Beating their long wings, the graceful creatures glide across the sky.
In Chinese mythology, when a life ends, a crane carries that soul to rejoin the cycle of birth and rebirth.
They soar over a field.
From the end to the beginning.
Lush green vegetation covers snow-capped mountainsides as the flock flies past.
Time pushes this cycle ever forward.
A bird's-eye view above the clouds shows the verdant landscape.
The young become adults. The adults grow old. And the old are reborn.
Clouds envelop a forested hillside.
Death is not the end. It is merely a waypoint in a circle that continues endlessly.
A panda gazes downward, extended tongue licking beneath her chin. Lifting her head, she reveals a tiny baby deposited on her chest. The newborn twitches its legs, pink skin covered with sparse black and white fur. In slow motion, a crane reclines its neck back toward its half-spread wings, beak pointed skyward. Elsewhere, as the mother panda smothers her newborn with attention, it pokes its tiny head from under her chin. Beating its wings, a crane hovers low in the air. A second bird springs from the ground and lands. The newborn panda yawns in its mother's lap. Two cranes spring aloft, face to face, do a mid-air half turn, and touch down, beaks pointed skyward. Neighboring birds lift their heads from foraging. As the mother panda sleeps on her side, the infant stretches drowsily atop her lap. Two cranes rear their heads back, long necks curving gracefully, and raise their feathers like shields. Two other cranes call out, silhouetted against the low sun in the sky. The panda cub yawns, lolling its head towards its chest. At the foot of a snow-capped mountain range, a lone male chiru stands on a desolate plain. Elsewhere, a trio of calves frolics.
Every creature plays its part in this great cyclical symphony.
One calf bolts off, then an adult male does too.
Each life lived is just one beat in the larger, beautiful rhythm.
A Chiru buck chases after another. They turn in unison, kicking up dirt. Another buck rushes along the plain, while Dawa's cubs stand atop the snowy mountainside.
This vast land breeds both love and hardship. But in the hardship, there is hope.
One cub leads the other along the mountain's summit. Elsewhere in slow motion, Tao Tao vaults from a branch and grabs hold of the branch of an adjacent tree.
This is where they live.
Other monkeys follow his lead. Falling orange and red leaves carpet the forest floor.
This is where they die.
Elsewhere, ice crystallizes over leaves and bird feathers litter the frozen ground.
This is where they grow.
Tao Tao does slow motion backflips in the snow, surrounded by his family. As he touches down, a panoramic view recedes from wintry mountains. Springtime brings rushing water to an ice-banked river channel. A cascade descends to a stepped grotto, its rocks covered in moss, then churning white water rushes over boulders. Tao Tao follows his dad over a log spanning a stream, before lifting his gaze skyward.
This is where they are born. In China.
Fade to black. One of the leopard cubs sticks its face toward the camera and paws at the lens. Elsewhere, baby Mai Mai rests in a leaf pile.
I spent my whole life dreaming of a perfect world where I thought you'd be.
A young monkey dangles from a branch.
I spent my whole life waiting for a moment with you next to me.
A Chiru calf stumbles. A crew member sits under gray skies.
We try to take some time lapses of the landscape. And as you might see right now, the light is not very interesting. But the good thing is the weather is changing every half an hour. So if you don't like the weather or the light, you just have to wait a little bit and everything changes again.
I spent my whole life.
Elsewhere.
Got a snow leopard sneaking up on blue sheep. If it doesn't get any better than this.
Hey, oh, hey, oh, yo, hey. I don't want to miss out on a single day. Hey, oh, hey, oh, yo, hey. I don't want to miss out on a single day. Cause you're my everything, 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 everything.
Now it's hailing, and perhaps in half an hour it will be beautiful sunshine. So it's just a waiting game.
Storm clouds drift.
I heard your name up in the sky above the trees when it came to me. I spent my whole life trying to fill my heart when you're all I need. I pull you closer and closer.
A wolf frolics with pups. A leopard cub playfully nips Dawa's ear.
I don't wanna miss out on a single day.
Two crew members high five. Tao Tao plays with camera equipment from an open case, then another monkey yawns atop a branch. Tao Tao picks up a walkie-talkie, then stands behind a camera.
Hello?
Okay. It's looking at the monitor.
A man looks down from a high peak, then a double rainbow appears.
It took my whole life to fall back into you.
Okay, it's again half an hour later, and now it's snowing. We have rolling mist and a proper thunderstorm. But I'm still convinced that if we wait another half an hour, we will have best conditions for my time lapse.
Mai Mai tumbles in the leaves beside the sleeping Yaya. Elsewhere, a snow leopard rolls on the frozen ground. Crew members trudge through a reed-filled marsh as they prepare to film cranes nesting by the water's edge.
It's really wonderful getting so intimate with the early family life of such a rare and beautiful bird.
A baby crane wobbles atop the reeds. Beneath snow flurries, the time-lapse cameraman smiles and nods. Two pandas roll onto their sides, then crew members lug equipment down a hillside. Yaya nuzzles Mai Mai's belly, then Tao Tao's sister peeks from the protection of her mother's arms. Snowflakes cling to a monkey's fur. Storm clouds drift off, replaced by bright sunshine. Two crew members cross a vast flatland with the snow-capped mountain range beyond. The time-lapse cameraman peers through a viewfinder. Puffy white clouds drift across the deep blue sky, casting shadows over the arid ground. A quick succession of images shows the frozen hinterlands, then green mountainsides, followed by a verdant forest. The sun burns through gray cloud cover, then panoramic views of snow-covered mountaintops appear. A monumental peak looms in silhouette under sunlit haze. In the forest, Tao Tao faces us and paws at the camera. Reaching up, he pulls down a lens shade. Described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. Voice by Laura Post.